This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you with a grateful heart to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at EmpowerRadio.com. I am sitting in the presence of one of the most beautiful souls I've ever known. Don't get teary. For those of you who have never met Elaine Grohman, all of her information will be on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And I suggest you not only listen, but reach out and connect with her afterwards, because she is an amazing soul. And this is her third time back here. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, usually I have an agenda when I invite my guests on. I talk to spirit, and I don't really have a whole lot of an agenda except for you to really share your work and what you're called to do in the coming years. And one of the things that has always fascinated me is sacred geometry, which I know you have your own version, for lack of a better word. I'm going to let you fill in those blanks of sacred geometry, but I really want to know what that means to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Terry, first of all, for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Sacred geometry is, you know, such it we're surrounded with it. Sacred geometry, just to help people understand what it means, the term sacred means something that deserves reverence. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean religion, doesn't mean any of those kinds of things. But geometry means the measure of the earth. So the geometry, the sacred geometry that what many people speak about is how do we find and follow the patterns that are inherent in nature? So sacred geometry really means the study of the mind of God.
Mm.
So looking at, if we look out in nature, just out this beautiful studio window, you know, we see these magnificent trees, and we don't know these trees. We name them, but we don't know them. And the power that's there, even as they unfurl from the ground, that is all geometry. Everything's in it happens in a geometric patterning. Mm-hmm. So with sacred geometry and energy medicine that I've been teaching now, gosh, since 2002, is really how do you move energy in the human body in geometric patterns that helps to exponentiate the body's ability to use, wake up, and then have that energy be able to help the healing process immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because I often equate it to, imagine you, many people see, have a problem. Let's say their light is out in their hallway, and they change the light bulb, and nothing ever works. But they forget to go to the circuit and see, is the darn thing even on?
Right.
Okay. So that's what this does. It bypasses all that repetitive motions. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just goes right to the source. It plugs us in literally to the living earth, which is the source of all the energy that we need in our human body.
I love that you equated it to a tree. You know, in my mind, I had to, we had to have a tree removed from our property a couple years ago, and it was at least a 150-year-old tree. Mm-hmm. I was heartbroken. You know, the morning that we took the tree down, I'm hugging it and talking to it. My husband walked out on the porch, and he looked at me, and he was like, oh, I think I'll just go in here, you know, go back in the house, let her have her private moment. But when they did that first slice, you could see all the circles of the tree's life. And that was the vision I got when you spoke of mm-hmm. the geometry of the tree.
But it's even more than that. If you think about at our very conception,
mm-hmm.
you know, the moment that egg and that sperm meet, there is geometry that happens in the division of a cell.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is geometrically proportioned. Everything happens in geometry. Even our whole body is geometrically proportioned, you know, barring any trauma to the body. But, you know, it's not just nature. It's everything. It's how a wave crashes. It's how the ear is, you know, the eardrum is fashioned, how our body is all in proportion. And so the sacred geometry is really using that which has already been given to us.
Mm-hmm.
Without any woo-woo notion, it's physics.
Right.
It's physics. And if you move energy from point A to point B, it's going to have a much more effective action and reaction than if you're doing all these other kinds of ancillary things.
And what makes your particular, again, version, because that's the word I have, of sacred geometry different than some of the other teachings that are out there?
Well, I can't really say because I don't compare myself mm-hmm. with anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because what I feel is that through the experiences that I've had and the experiences that I witnessed with people is I know that this works. And it's more than anything else, it's our understanding that we are sacred as well. We are sacred geometry. Every part of our body is. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's not a methodology so much is my intention when I'm working with people is to understand that I am not their practitioner.
Right.
I am not their healer. They are.
Right.
So my job, I feel, is to be an educator. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a teacher slash healer, not healer slash teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I am not the one who's doing the healing. They are. Their physical body is what's doing the healing. I just help to give it what it needs.
Right. Well, in my particular method of working, mm-hmm. I really hesitate to even use the word healer right. when I'm connected to myself. You know, I think of myself as a clear channel or a hollow bone.
Yes.
You know,
as
I'm
Native
here
American
to help
say.
You mm-hmm. facilitate your own inner healing.
Well, in truth, we can never be in an energetic exchange without both people benefiting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
agree 100%.
Essentially, whenever we're doing anything that is of kindness to another human being, it is an interaction. It is not simply an action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people have this notion of going to a practitioner and the practitioner is going to do something for them.
Right.
No, we're going to do something together.
Right.
You know, it's and I think that that's one of the things that I find very important. And as with all the other things that I do with trying to bring people together, with working with different people in medicine, in the allopathic model of medicine, you know, it's really helping people to understand how we have gotten so separated from ourselves,
mm-hmm.
especially in people's desire to go to a physician, go to a therapist, and have them resolve the problem. That will never happen. Mm-hmm. That is not possible for it to happen. And so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was we really, I think, need to look at how we need to pay attention to our mood. We need to pay attention to what we're feeling, thinking, and acting upon in any given moment of the day, because that's our barometer of how we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're off kilter in any way, something's got to give. So we have to recognize, you know, you can be in the most horrible situations and still maintain your equilibrium. Because your being upset is not going to change an outcome.
Mm-mm.
But your being peaceful and being aware actually has the potential to change an outcome.
Well, let me question that.
Please.
You said your being upset is not going to change an outcome. I question that because
I should say it's not going to benefit an
benefit,
outcome.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
not going to benefit
you.
An outcome.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get clear on.
It's not going to improve an
right.
outcome. Right. So I had a very powerful experience with that with a wonderful Native American mentor that I have. You know, as you know, my husband, Rich, 2 years ago broke his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And that was obviously a life-shattering experience. And as he was getting ready to go in to have a diagnostic test pre-surgery, pre-neurological surgery, I get this phone call, literally, as he was being wheeled into the CT scan. It was from my dear mentor, Wolf, Jaime Storm. And he said, whatever you do, Irish, he calls me Irish, he said, whatever you do, do not get angry. It would be a disaster if you get angry. You have to be at peace because you have no control here. Only spirit has control.
Mm-hmm.
Only mother life has control.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that if we're boisterous, if we're upset, if we're all of these things, that it's going to make an impact for the positive, and we could not be more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one of the things that I find very important, and I try to really live this every day, is to see, okay, who am I right now? Where am I right now? What am I to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's to do nothing, fine. If it is to be proactive, fine. But if you do it with an open and loving heart, with the energy of Mother Earth moving through you, then you're able to have clearer signals, if you will, clearer communication with life itself. So does that kind of explain it?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it clearly. And again, listeners, I'm talking with Elaine Grohman. You can find all of Elaine's information on the Empower Radio site, Soulful Living. And I urge you to connect with her. We're talking about using sacred geometry and how to work through life more connected to peace, I would say, than anything else, and balance. You talked about Wolf calling you, and I remember when my dad died, this will be the 20th year that he's gone, and I'm the baby. My family thought that I would be in utter, you know, just out of control, an emotional wreck. And I really felt that it was important to be that in that place of peace and balance. My dad came to me, you know, within minutes after he died, and we had a great conversation.
Absolutely.
And I carry that with me. I'm getting a little emotional, but I carry that with me in almost every experience that I have. You're absolutely right. You need to be grounded to earth and to love, because that's,
well, not only to love, excuse me for interrupting you, but
that's okay.
Because we are love.
We are love, yes, absolutely.
Love is not a commodity that is outside of us. Love is what we're made of.
And to remember that, to really hold on to that, that's who we are.
Yes.
We are love.
Yes. And then so when we're aware of that and we have that balance and that equilibrium, we can make better decisions for ourselves and for the world. You know, so you see out in the media, you know, the screaming of all of the things that are happening. Well, when we just focus on those things that are happening that are not in the highest interest of all humanity, then we keep in that vibration. We need to just shut the thing off, and we need to be proactive and say, okay, how can we overcome this? How is it that children are starving on this planet? How is it that people don't have shelter? There is enough to go around. So it's one of those things. But when we begin to look at ourselves, which where everything must begin within ourselves, if we look outside to find an answer, we will be lost. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't get guidance from people that we love and trust. Of course we should, because we need to be in communion with people. But ultimately, we have to do what feels right for us. And when we do that, it exponentially, again, like sacred geometry, it becomes this atomic reaction in the most positive way, which is really all a miracle is something happening so rapidly at the subatomic level that it looks like a quote-unquote miracle. A miracle is a correction. A miracle is a correction of some way that we have interfered with the natural laws of the universe and have interrupted it.
I love that. I absolutely love that definition of a miracle.
That's what it is.
That's beautiful.
That's what it is. It's not some hocus pocus. It's not something that we need to stand in awe of. It is the most natural thing in the world for creation to allow an instantaneous correction. That often when it happens, it's so startling to us because we think everything has to take time. It doesn't. Time is what we have right now. It takes this moment in time. This moment in time.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What can people do that are not necessarily willing to unplug from the news and, you know, see what's happening around the world and that they're not willing to let that go? What can they do for themselves to kind of counteract that or balance it out?
Well, interestingly, another mentor of mine, Rosalind Bruyere, who lives in California, a very famous healer, she said she only watches the news to know what to pray for. That is the only purpose. She sees what's happening and then shuts it off. And I think that's brilliant, because you're not feeding yourself with that ire that mostly of it is manufactured anyways. You don't know. You have to be able to do the editing yourself.
Right.
When you see something that clearly is not working, you're recognizing that love is being denied within themselves. Love is not absent. Love is denied. Okay? So when someone is denying the love that they are, then they will do horrific things to feel. Okay? But to feel, they're feeling the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. They're not feeling the peace. But so many people don't know and know how to feel peace and trust it. So, you know, there's so many things you asked at the beginning, you know, the things that I want to do in the next few years. Well, even this year, one of the things that I'm working on, and I just kind of had to put it on hold because one of my family members is a little having some challenges right now. So I just want to be there with them. But in the fall, I'm hoping to do what's called a convergence. I was literally told by Spirit to say it's time to resurrect the soul of medicine. Meaning bring together people that are in the allopathic model of medicine, in the healing realm, and all of these things to help people understand what does medicine even mean.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine does not mean pharmaceutical. The actual native term of medicine, which most people don't even realize it's a Native American term, means any action, both good or bad. So it does not mean drug, it does not mean pharmaceutical, it does not mean any digits after your name.
Mm-hmm.
It means, who are you and what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And how are you contributing? So it's a gathering that I hope to do in the fall, which I plan to do in the fall, to bring people together to try to reimagine how do we begin to look with clearer vision at the future of what it means to be human.
Mm-hmm.
What it means to bring together the concerns, the joys, the hardships of every human and honor it and help it to heal. People begin to look at that when they've had some critical experience in their life, whether it's a trauma or an illness or a loss. That's when they begin to look at these things, probably sometimes for the first time, really look at it.
Right. That's not what I was just going to say. You know, we both know it. That sometimes it's the very first time that they
That's right.
even
they
look
the most,
at it.
Quote unquote religious person in the world. But religion, unfortunately, separates people from one another. And the true intent of religion, you know, millennium ago, was to bring people together, not to separate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of lost that focus in many, many realms of our world, you know?
Absolutely.
We're not educating our children. We're not governing our people. We're not making sure that our environment is clear and clean and healthy. We're doing things all for the wrong reason. And we have to look at, what do we think we're even here for?
Mm-hmm.
We are here to be creators of a new world. You know, in the beautiful work by Eckhart Tolle and, you know, that the New Earth,
yes.
It is all about those things. And so many people are bringing this information forth, but it's not a woo-woo concept. It is, in every moment, who do you choose to be in relation to anything that's happened,
mm-hmm.
anything that is happening? Who do you choose to be?
And ultimately, I mean, the word choice, we have that choice. It's our
choice.
We have
nothing but.
Right. It's our choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we need to begin with ourselves first. You know, those are our choices, and
mm-hmm.
that's how
we are here
will begin to
create.
To heal.
Creation creates.
Mm-hmm.
Creation does not ever stop creating, nor should we. Our physical structures are constantly creating, even at the microscopic level that we're not even aware of. Creation creates. It does not destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to learn to follow its lead, because the greatest teacher we will ever have is creation itself.
Very, very profound. And what I love about you leading this convergence mm-hmm. is that for years you've worked with allopathic mm-hmm. physicians and nurses and hospice. And so you've been embedded in that community enough and not only been educated, but been the educator
yes.
for that. So it's a perfect team and it's a great beginning.
Well, interestingly, I was told by Spirit not to call, so many people expect a conference, and I heard it's not a conference. It's a convergence.
Mm-hmm.
Body, mind, spirit, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people have even forgotten how to learn. You send somebody to a conference, and they're worried about where they're going to sit and who they're going to sit with and what they're going to have for lunch and all
and
this other nonsense.
And then they're texting during the whole conference
yeah.
or on their
or are they getting
or...
are they getting the credit that they think they deserve?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not present.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole convergence is actually going to be ceremony.
Mm.
So ceremony in the Native American term is not a religious rite, is not a religious practice. And any ceremony is a gift you give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you're learning is a ceremony, because you are offering yourself, your very life, the gift of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you learn wisdom, and from that, you glean clarity. if without that, you're just espousing information that you're not living. So it has little value. So ceremony is fundamentally a sacred act.
And it's honoring. When I think of the word ceremony, mm-hmm. I think of honor, you know, respect, reverence. Mm-hmm. And why would you not want to have that as part of your educational being, you mm-hmm. know, that to have a reverence for all of that instead of just kind of taking the whole process for granted and,
yes.
and only being present for minute pieces of it. You know, with ceremony, you tend to be more present with the whole experience.
And ceremony can happen very quickly, even though it takes a long time to prepare and you don't always know you're being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you talked about a tree. We talked about a tree. I was in a beautiful gathering, ceremonial gathering. It was about 5 days. On the last day, I actually had a tree speak to me. It was so profound. I mean, every cell of my body was electrified.
Mm.
And there was in no way could I have misunderstood what it was sharing with me.
And what were some of the things it shared?
Well,
if it's not too personal.
Well, it was really, it was summoning up all that we had learned in 5 days.
Wow.
And it literally even dropped a branch next to me and said, do you see this pattern? This is exactly what we were just speaking about. Bringing it into the ceremony.
Mm.
And I took it to the medicine chief. And his eyes got about as big as saucers and said, the tree gave this to you. This will be a part of our ceremony.
Oh, that gave me chills from head to toe.
It is. We see things and we think we know them.
Mm-hmm.
These are whole species of beings. They're not just nature.
No.
They are beings that are here. Without them, we would not be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to really look at things so much differently than we have in the past. Because we have been blinded by our own ignorance.
Last night, I happened to watch Morgan Spurlock on a replay of him. Do you know who Morgan Spurlock is?
Mm-hmm.
He did Supersize Me, the movie Supersize Me years
uh-huh.
ago. He has a new series out called Inside Man. And he was acting as a forest ranger and he went to Denali. And he brought his son and how... we have shifted to where an outing is Disney World as opposed to being in nature
mm-hmm.
and how the climate and all of the other economic and ecological changes are affecting our planet. And I kept thinking during all of that, you know, if we had no trees, if we had no green, if we had no plant life, we would have no life.
That's right.
You know, so what can we do ceremoniously
mm-hmm.
to change that?
And what we
because
don't
we won't have life.
Right. And what we don't know how to honor is that for millions upon millions upon millions of years, the plant life was here in order to make this environment inhabitable for us.
Mm-hmm.
Inhabitable for us. And so that the animals could be here so that ultimately humanity could be here on this incredible jewel
right.
within the cosmos.
Absolutely.
And it isn't just something that happens overnight. It is millennium upon millennium upon millennium.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfathomable amount of time that creation is put forth for us. And we're very foolish to ignore that.
And we now have that choice, you know, to really step into creating for creation. Mm-hmm. As you were, you know, saying earlier, well, Elaine, it goes by super fast.
Oh my gosh,
it always does. We could
always
go on
does.
For hours, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We'll have our fourth time together,
please,
soon, especially before that convergence.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I love for my guests to leave a thought for our listeners. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, sharing your light, and sharing your love with me and coming here and with my listeners.
Thank you, Terry.
I so appreciate your being.
I very much appreciate it.
What would you say? You know, what can the listeners take out into the day to elevate their soul, to connect with creation, to do something to elevate their life?
Well, the first thing is to be here now, to be here in the moment and appreciate who you are, where you are, the beauty of your human body and all the mystery that it can do for you, and just really be present. And when you're present, you stop allowing all the nonsense to distract you, because time is very short here on this earth. And each moment is in itself a gift beyond measure.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, again, you can find all of Elaine's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And I want to not only give my thanks to Elaine, but I want to thank my producer, Dylan, who shows
up
faithfully every Monday to help us move forward here at Empower Radio. So thank you, Dylan. And again, listeners, take the opportunity to be present and really show up for yourself. That's your choice. Show up for yourself more than anything else.
This is your life. Live it.
Mm-hmm.